The Year of Faith with Father Don De Castro.
Meditation number 2. Pope Benedict taught us that this faith is attained through the new evangelization. So we have the year of faith that can only be accomplished if we use the new evangelization which Pope Benedict has given us during his papacy. This new evangelization was described by Christ in the last chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew. The chapter is entitled The Apostolic Commission. This is exactly the new evangelization proposed by Pope John Paul II and by Pope Benedict XVI. In an address that Cardinal Ratzinger then gave as a cardinal in the year 2000 to catechists in Rome. It is no different from Christ's apostolic commission. That is why Pope Benedict kept on repeating that this new evangelization is not something new, but the old classical way of evangelization. The apostolic commission of Christ is defined in one very short line. Through the new evangelization of Cardinal Ratzinger, however, is at least 10 pages. It is longer, but it is just an explanation on how the words of Christ is to be put into practice as commented by St. Thomas of Aquinas in his Commentary to the Gospel of St. Matthew. The divine commission to evangelize was given by Christ after a very long process of training, wherein Christ taught the apostles the dogmas of faith. These lessons were given in the first chapters of the Gospel of St. Matthew. The first chapter taught the apostles the dogma of the Incarnation, showing first the humanity of Christ through his genealogy, and then showing his divinity through his overcoming temptations in the desert. Then, the training in dogmatic truths continued from the chapter on the Beatitudes up to chapter 28, and only at the end of the paragraph of chapter 28 did Christ commission them to evangelize. Catholics are being encouraged to evangelize even if they have not started chapter 1 of their training in dogmas. See how old the apostles were and how Christ had trained them in a very long way before they were told to evangelize. In fact, they were told to evangelize as a dry run only in the end of chapter 28 of the Gospel of Matthew. But they were really told to evangelize formally only after Pentecost, which is not even described in the Gospel of St. Matthew. This is how long evangelists are trained. You cannot train evangelists after a short lecture. But today, Catholics, even the youth in the fullness of their original sin, are encouraged to evangelize. and they are told that this is their duty. Yes, later on, but not at the beginning of their spiritual life, not at the time they're not yet Catholics. Now, wait a minute. Let us note the proper order of doing things as clearly shown in the Gospel and as noted in the past meditations. What is observed today is that seminars on the new evangelization, programs on the Year of Faith, and all similar programs use the words Year of Faith and New Evangelization, but does not define the words in the way the Gospel, the Fathers of the Church, and the way Pope Benedict define it in his instructions. Even the last Bishop's Synod in Rome on the New Evangelization had no semblance at all with the teachings of the Gospel and the teachings of Pope Benedict. If we focus on the words of the Divine Commission in the Gospel and the speech of then Cardinal Ratzinger to catechists in Rome, it is obvious that most programs on the Year of Faith and the New Evangelization are man-made by the organizers of the seminars with absolutely no semblance with the teachings of Christ nor the Pope. They are peddling a false product. That is why this Year of Faith, interpreted by the liturgy of the Mass, especially by the Sundays in ordinary time, is of the utmost importance. We are approaching the end of November, the end of the Year of Faith. After this, we might never come to know how to reach faith and save our souls.